and we're meeting together at a place where obviously
to rub body on body.
No clothes necessary. She got a kick out of that one. She really cracked herself up with that. That's what we're, look, she's covering, she's smiling. You guys, she's smiling. It's not just a
Hi everybody, welcome back to another episode of Tea Time.
We
stay on the podcast. Raven is texting and I'm talking to you, so that's really exciting.
Yeah, I had to make sure Andy knew when to get to the house.
Oh yeah, Andy Lawrence is coming over to the house. Yeah. That's very cute. He is a Jonas brother. No, he's not. He's a Lawrence brother.
He's a Lawrence brother, and he's one of my dads. I love him.
Yeah, he's a bestie. We went to high school together. Anyway, hey Andy, what's up? You should come on the pod.
So enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm enthusiastic.
Are you okay today?
No.
Please tell me why.
I'm unwell in my belly. Are you feeling things in the uterus?
Yes, but I don't want to talk about that right now. I want to talk about it maybe a little bit later because I already know what topic is in there and it goes well. Because I...
How do you know what's in the magical topic bottle?
Because, for those of you who don't know, I produce this show and help pick the topics along with Laura, my other producer, and that's why I'm here. I'm going to just keep saying it till people accept it as truth.
Wow. Cool.
Babe.
What's up?
What do you mean, well, yeah, cool?
I mean, like, cool. I'm glad you produced the show. I never knew who produced the show.
I
just
know.
Show up and things are as they are, and I'm just like, who are these people in this room?
Because you don't do any of the stuff that happens behind
the
scenes.
I'm a co-star. I don't have to do shit.
You are a co-star. You are talent. This is true.
This is true.
We have breaking news.
Breaking news!
The breaking news is we had family in town visiting, and therefore we had to sleep in the same bed for 7 days.
How was that for
Let's
you?
Let's talk
about sleeping in the same bed together.
How was it for you?
Well, I slept longer than I normally
We're
do.
We're acting like we've never done it before.
I mean, technically, we haven't slept in the same bed in a really
done
long
it.
Time. Take it back.
Oh, we've done it. We do it. We did it. I take it back.
Take it back. Mm-hmm. Sleeping in the same bed with you was an experience. Normally, my clock wakes me up at around, which is also my dog, wakes us up around, like, I would say 6:50. Mm-hmm. When I sleep in the bed with you and Quinn, it's dark. So my clock wants to not ring.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss my walking hour a little bit because I like to start walking at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I start working at 8, and now I have, like, tans all over my body. I get a good tan.
Yeah, look at these arms.
They're out. I'm showing my arms today, you guys. I don't think anyone's ever seen my arms. And if you're wondering what this is, I'll get into it later.
I like your arms.
Thanks.
You know what I have noticed about my dark room? Mm. I want to tell you something about sleeping. First of all, you're supposed to sleep in dark, and you're supposed to sleep in cold. If you sleep in cold, you actually burn more fat.
I can't sleep in cold.
But you burn more fat in
Doesn't
cold.
Matter. I don't want to burn fat at
But that's
fat
probably
night.
Why you feel confident showing your arms.
No, I feel
you're
confident.
You're feeling leaner,
tighter. I feel confident. Confident showing my arms because I'm tan.
Oh.
Because I'm waking up later to go walk because I had to sleep in the same bed with you for 7 days.
I think that the sleeping in the same bed, you actually were well rested. You were well adjusted.
Well adjusted to what?
Our life.
No!
Our world. No, I really feel like you were doing well.
I was doing okay, but that's not... I like waking up with the sun. I like going to sleep when the sun's about to wake up. And... I mean, it didn't feel invasive.
You're like a farmer.
I'm like a farmer. How did you sleep? I did witness how you slept, which we'll get into in a second. But how did you sleep?
Well, we know how I slept.
Oh, no. They don't know how you slept.
I didn't sleep as well.
What did I do?
You snore, baby.
It runs in the family.
You snore. And so then I'm kept awake. But you didn't kick. And this is cute.
Because I was on the side of the bed.
This is cute, though. I have noticed with you that if you're snoring and I just go like, and I just move my body and I just jolt you awake, you just go, oh, sorry. And the other thing that you do that I love.
Oh, I do do.
You do do. You do do in the bed. The other thing you do. That I love is you always go to sleep before me.
Always.
And so you will be out for like 20 minutes, 25 minutes. You will then turn and you'll say, I love you. I love you so much. Sorry if I don't show you enough. Sorry if I don't tell you enough. Sorry if I don't touch you enough. I love you so much. And then you'll flip back over and go to bed. And it's the cutest because it's just so, it feels so real. And I just appreciate it. It's like the cutest, softest moment because during the day you're not like that at all. So that is something I miss when we don't sleep together all the time. Because that is a gentle moment. And Quinn did really well. Quinn sleeps well with me.
Quinn sleeps well with me, too.
He fucks with your face. He paws. He barks.
Yeah, because it's time to get up because the sun is up. Our clocks have to get going.
You guys are such farmers. anyhow, that was successful. Good for us. Go, team, go.
Go, team, go.
We also had our first live show.
Tea Time had a live show in Washington, D.C. during Pride.
Yes.
It was absolutely amazing. First of all, let's say thank you to everyone who showed up.
Thank you so much to everybody who showed up. Thank you to everybody who supported and spread the word and helped and bought merch and did all of that. It was amazing. We saw some familiar faces. Yeah. We saw some of our subscribers. Mm-hmm. It was really special.
We were worried in the very beginning. You know, there was a lot of events happening in Washington, D.C.
Oh, we saw Tevin.
Time.
Hey, Tevin. I know you're listening. What's up?
There were so many events happening at the same time. So for a little while, we were really, really worried that we would have to cancel the show. But all of the supporters came through at Clutch. Mm-hmm. And we had a sold-out show. T.S. Madison showed up. Bob the Drag Queen showed up. And we just want to thank you for the support that you're giving us and this channel. It means so much to us. Mostly my wife. She works extremely hard on this show. And to... And everyone else, Laura and Jack, thank you as well. But to be able to show up in a live theater and put on this show really does go and prove that you're doing a great job, honey.
Thank you.
Doing a great job.
This has been a really important show to me. And I think for people who have been here for a long time, you know that the YouTube channel started in 2020 and there was Kitchen Witches and Tea Time and then there was the best pod ever. And I've really had a goal and a vision. And I think that what's really cool right now is that Tea Time is growing. Like we're almost at 100K.
Especially right now.
We're almost at 100K, which is amazing. But I also feel really well supported and like I have a great partnership with Laura and Jack. And Jack is our technical producer. And Laura is a co-creative producer with me. And it just feels cool to have.
So we want to say thank you to the peeps in the back that keep us honest, that keep the show going.
Thank you
guys. We love you guys.
Our handlers. Our family handlers. It's really nice. Put your hand in that pot and read it to me. I tried.
I don't want to do it. You do it. I always put my hand in the pot. You do it.
Okay, I have no problem. This is a problem.
The mound of
needles. Today,
in the pot, you'll find a piece of paper. If you get the paper,
thanks, Laura.
Welcome.
Today
on Tea Time
Solo Edition,
we're talking about bodies. And if you're talking bodies,
oh wow,
you got a perfect one.
I'm psychic. And you are, because you asked me about what was going on with mine, and now I can really dive into it.
That was not why I'm saying I'm psychic. I'm psychic because
you're showing yours.
I have never asked to take my jacket off.
Say it again. Are you psychic?
Maybe.
You had a vision? Yeah, this is true.
The way she said that was wild.
You had a vision?
No, 1950s pinup lady.
You're welcome. I wish I were a 1950s
pinup bodies. Lady. Well, let's start with yours. You've had a journey with your body, ma'am.
In my life?
In your entire life.
I sure have.
And I've had a journey with mine.
Yeah.
And we're meeting together at a place where obviously...
To rub body on body?
No clothes necessary. She got a kick out of that one. She really cracked herself up with that one. That's a red look. She's covering. She's smiling. You guys, she's smiling. It's not just a... She's smiling.
Oh, my God. Because I'm... Because I'm imagining some stuff. Oh, my God. That's funny.
That's you guys, funny. It's a real episode. You got to see Miranda Mayday smile and laugh.
Don't make it sound like I never do.
Play the clip.
I think that smiling is overrated because it creates nasal labial folds.
It does. It does.
Deeply avoiding.
That's
as
why
I get
she
older.
Laughs like this.
Does that help it? Because now I'm going to be on sets like...
You know what? My sister, who was visiting, and you guys know we had family in town, she was telling me that she was reading our comment section, and she was getting mad at people because people were commenting, like, Miranda just fake laughs. Miranda doesn't even know what she's laughing at. Specifically, the Kyle Massey episode. People, why is Miranda laughing? And my sister's response, she was like, I was so mad, Biggie. I just wanted to get into the comments and be like, because she doesn't want nasal labial folds, bitch. And I was like, okay, Mimi, you should have told him. And she's like, and I wanted to be like, you don't think that Raven tells her what was so funny and what happened in her life. I'm
just, so mad. Thanks, Mimi.
Just going off defending me. I was like, Mimi, you are welcome.
Babes, the topic of discussion today is bodies.
Yeah, tell us.
So let's start with mine because I'd like to stay on track. This right here is a glucose sugar monitor.
Are we going to go through and point out things across our whole bodies?
You're wilding right now.
Because I'm in so much body pain.
You're wilding. This is my glucose monitor. Mm-hmm. I work with Signos, a fantastic app that takes the signal from this glucose monitor, puts it on my phone every 5 minutes. So I have a live view of what my sugar is doing inside of my body.
Every 5 minutes, is that not annoying?
No, it's not annoying.
Oh,
because it doesn't ring.
Oh, okay.
Or ting-ting.
Because that would be annoying.
No, that would be annoying. It collects information, so at the end of the week, I have insights about, you know, when I spiked, when I didn't spike, what happens when I walk, how my sugars are, you know, working throughout my body, which is very important for someone like me whose history and whose family history has a lot of pancreas issues. But
shout
out
to Rondell, who is fully recovered from his pancreatitis.
Yes, he is. Shout out to Rondelli and another body. So I bring that up because my body has been such a journey for me. I've been 215 pounds. I've been 150 pounds. I've had long hair. I've had short hair. And the word bodies brings up so many things.
It does.
And I just want to kind of narrow this conversation into something.
Okay.
Happiness with one's body. And how I'm continuously trying to find what that looks like.
Yeah. Me too. And you asked earlier, or said earlier, you know, you've had such a journey with your body, and I have, because I have disliked my body and my appearance for a very long time. And I've struggled on and off. And I think now, as a 37-year-old, I have a lot more acceptance of who I am, but it still is challenging. And I think when your brain is hardwired in certain ways, it's a struggle to overcome. It's a struggle to overcome. And we have messaging and we are told to look a certain way. And I don't even feel like I am necessarily absorbing toxic messaging anymore. I think I was at a time, but I think it's just my own expectation of myself at this point.
It's the thought process that was conformed when you were bringing in toxic messaging. I was actually thinking about that earlier because I was like, you know, you say that I have such a healthy attitude towards myself. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about the times when I didn't. Mm. And I stopped going into bathing suit stores because I passed Val Surf the other day. And I stopped going in there because no bra ever fit my titties. My stomach was always hanging out. And there was a moment where I would go and keep making myself sad to a point where I was like, I'm not ever going to go in this store anymore.
Yeah.
And I kind of forgot that because I'm protecting myself from feeling that sadness anymore.
Yeah.
And once I forgot to go, I just started creating that block. And it's weird. The sadness, what's sad for me is that I look at you and I see you from the outside and I know the work that you put in. I know the struggles that you've been through, but your body is beautiful. I don't know how personal we can get or if you're uncomfortable with this, but you know, you started doing
an open book.
Calm down with that. You started doing a lot of Pilates and there was a moment when you came to me and you were like, babes, do I look okay? I'm bigger. And I was like, what? Like, I knew that you were saying that, and I was confused of what space it was coming from. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if it was coming from the space of you ate too much, you feel bigger, or I'm bigger because I'm gaining muscle. And so I was really kind of hesitant to answer because I know it can be difficult for you, but there's something beautiful about a body that changes with muscle structure, a body that's being fed properly, that is not filled with toxins, obviously, or inflamed. Welcome to my life. But I just want you to know that all the hard work you've done and all the pain that you've been through, it shows. and all the non-laughing so that your labial nasal folds don't show. Like, you put in a lot of work to look that beautiful.
And people are like, wow, your skin looks amazing.
Like, because I don't laugh.
Because I don't laugh. But, you know, T-cells are really important. And T-cells in T-cells are very important. And T-cells are, no, T-cells in our body. And that is what eats and fights against cancer cells. Mm. And T-cells are produced in laughter. Mm. One of the best ways that they're produced. So people should laugh. Don't follow suit from me. But
you laugh at home.
I do. And I laugh and I smile. And I also move my face in a lot of ways. Sometimes when I sit here, I think what a lot of people do respond to is I do have a resting bitch face.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But I am listening. I'm listening to you and I'm processing. So I understand how to respond. I'm actually, when I'm sitting at a podcast, I'm on the whole time. So I'm really working to make sure, and also to make sure that I can say something thoughtful and coherent, mm-hmm. because I fumble with my words.
Me too.
So the Pilates bit that you brought up has been interesting. And I actually wanted to talk just about movement mm-hmm. in our bodies, because I think our bodies are so fascinating and so resilient and so amazing, and they are machines. Mm-hmm. But Pilates has been phenomenal for me because it has offered me strength, but I feel posturally and positionally I'm in a better place. And I also am understanding the mechanism that the body is. The body is a machine.
Shout out to Aaron Porter.
And when you learn how to move your body appropriately, you learn how to protract and reach, you're not then like hurting your back to consistently stretch or lift groceries or whatever it is. So I think that when we actually understand that our body has a way that it wants to move, it's really empowering, because then you're more secure in your suit.
Not only does your body have a way that it wants to move, but it wants to survive. It wants the path of least resistance. It wants to stay alive, and it will do whatever it needs to do that. I feel like sometimes, you know, we follow so many trends and we follow so many different people's advice, and we forget that, like, water, appropriately feed and move your body and you will survive. All this extra stuff, sometimes people get in like these weird patterns, and it's like, you could be harming your body. You're not supposed mm-hmm. to be doing that all the time. The body, only thing that it requires all the time is oxygen, water, protein, and movement.
Yeah.
And it will find its own alignments.
It definitely will. It is amazing, and it's amazing how lost we are in our own bodies and how much we don't know about our own bodies. That was something when I was working as a birth doula that really surprised me, how many women just didn't have the education. And that's because they're not taught or it's not talked about in the house, or their mothers don't tell them. And I mean, I remember stories of my mom telling me when she got her first period, she wasn't told what it was. She was just dropped off at a doctor's office and she sat in a waiting room for 5 hours because she didn't even know why she was there. And that's, you know, that's just, it saddens me, but our bodies are ours and we should feel comfortable in them, and we should learn how to use them and fuel them appropriately and enjoy all that it means to be in a body.
And what you're saying is, like, the body has a lot of different factors. Obviously, everybody knows this. We have the heart, we have the lungs, we have all this, but we also have the brain, and the brain needs to learn. The brain needs education. We were watching a video about, you know, people's way of thinking and their belief system. And the one thing that I will say is, like, they were claiming that the sexual revolution really did a disservice to women. Yeah. And I'm not really going to go into it too tough, but why I'm bringing it into the body is because education for women and their body made by women for women is extremely important.
Yeah.
And without these strong women fighting for freedoms that we didn't have before, we wouldn't have had that knowledge. We were getting knowledge from men probing at females' bodies and then teaching us about our own body. And it's like, no, that's not fair. Some of these tests that are inundating our entire life are based off of men. Very few women in these
spaces.
Yeah. And that's not fair, because we are the bodies that hold life. We need to know about our body before anybody else needs to know about our body. The best way to take care of a human is to have a well-functioning human.
Yeah, period. Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that the more we kind of normalize body conversations, the better, because I think there's a lot of discomfort and shame around bodies. And then there's an idea that your body, again, has to like look a certain way or do this or that to be considered acceptable. So then people will shun themselves. And that just creates a whole, you know, they don't even know what to put in their bodies to feel good. So there's that whole thing.
I mean, even right now, I am taking a leap of faith showing my arms. I have been told my whole life that my arms are fat. This little pudge part right here that sticks out, hide that. Nobody wants to see it.
I'll like, show my arms with you.
Show me your arms with me, because I'm having kind of a panic attack.
No, don't have a panic attack.
But like, they're not, they don't look like yours.
Okay, well, let me tell you about my arms, because my arms are always my thinnest place.
Not mine.
No, I know, but mine are. So I've also had self-consciousness about my arms, because I have seen my own arms before and I'm like, oh my God, they look really thin, and yeah, people will say things to me about them. So I've wanted to hide, and
I wanted to hide because my arms are always the last to go. Like, I'll lose my stomach and my titties before my arms go away. And then it's like, I could do
And they're my first?
Yeah, and they're your first. See, I could do a push-up, but I just don't want to. I used to. This is really, I'm having a little bit of like a, are you okay?
Yes.
And then there's hair underneath.
And also, you know what's so good though? But what you're actually doing is you're giving your own self-exposure therapy. Like, fuck what anyone else thinks.
You guys, if you talk about me like a piece of shit in the comments, I swear for God, I'll cancel this whole site.
Don't do our TikTok trend right now. Don't do the TikTok trend that we're trying to do right now. That is the TikTok that I want to do with you.
What is the TikTok?
Don't come after myself.
Oh, I said, if you come after this YouTube channel.
No, they're not going to come after the YouTube channel because your arms are out. But you know what did you hear what I'm saying? And now she has a hemorrhoid, so we have to go.
Hey.
But did you hear what I'm saying? Which
about
is,
what?
This is, you're exposure therapying yourself.
I am exposure therapy.
Even, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks or says, because ultimately what you're doing is you're creating a new level of comfort in yourself to just be like, my arms are, here's what I will also say.
My arms are beautiful, and the more ink I cover them in, the less just fat they'll look.
Something that I have had to do, besides sit like this. Oh my God, my arm looks
snatched.
Okay, first of all,
oh my God, mine looks like a whole turkey leg.
This looks like a penis.
Whoa,
do you see that?
Oh, that's the head.
That looks
that's
like
the head.
Yes.
And with no balls.
Correct.
Wow. Look, and there's the tip. There's the tip.
And it looks great.
It looks like a huge dick.
And demonetized.
Well, we were cutting that out. But like, honestly, I look kind of ripped.
You do, especially with that athletic shirt on.
Right.
I'm just going to hide my armpit hair underneath the teapot.
What I was going to say was, something that I have had to do quite a bit when I get into such a place.
Dick arm.
I cannot stand you saying,
hey, you're sitting here like a little cutie doll. What are you trying to say, babe?
I'll tell you. What I was trying to tell you was, now you dick arm me. Now I'm self-conscious. That's rude. See, I just beef you up. And then you
beef me up? I know. Look how big they are.
I mean, like, support.
Move forward.
A lot of times I have had to come back to gratitude when I am in a spiral of self-loathing. And where I have to say to myself, so you're having a thing about your arms.
I'm having a major thing.
You have two arms. There are people who do not. What's wrong?
Why is Jack laughing so hard? Because just before you speak, just make sure you got an idea where you're about to go with this.
I knew it.
Make sure you know exactly.
I knew exactly where I was going.
Okay, all right.
You guys didn't let me.
Okay. Oh, these solo ones are dangerous. It's so bad. Okay, yes, I do have two arms.
Okay, wait. Let me say it.
You have to. Okay.
Okay.
When I have been in a loop.
I'm ready. I'm ready, yo.
You know you're not. I look I'm
ready. You're like, there you go. Because I'm going to cry. It's just hilarious. Go ahead.
I have found that.
We're leaving all this in, so you can.
Oh my God, he's really trying to be all serious.
I'm a dramatic actress. Listen, Dick Arm, let's go. Let's tell the story.
Sometimes you just have to remember that you have a healthy body, and there is so much to be grateful for. I was listening to this girl say that she was in a really bad accident.
Yeah,
and she broke her back. Oof. She was in a bad car accident, and. During her recovery, yeah. She was not able to walk for 6 months. Well, so she was in a wheelchair. And she said it was unfortunate to have such an extreme experience to kind of snap me into the reality.
Appreciation for one's body.
That, yeah, that we take so many things for granted. The fact that we can just get up and walk to the bathroom. The fact that we have two arms, two legs. The fact that our organs right now are just working on their own as we sit here is a blessing, and it should not have to take losing something to put us there, to realize that our health is so valuable. So when I start hating myself because I'm like, oh, I have a little extra pudge here, or I don't like the fact that like one nostril is a different size, or I don't like the fact that I have like these glands that make me look like I have a double chin on camera, whatever, like there's a shit ton of things, I have to like reel myself in and be like, Miranda, you're healthy.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because there are so many people who are not healthy, who have to struggle every day just to
go to the bathroom,
get something done, or drink water, or whatever. And that's where I try and kind of like try, I try my best to put myself in check, because the body, as strong and amazing and resilient as it is, it's also fragile.
It's very fragile. And I haven't gotten to that place. Like, yes, I'm having a little bit of freak out because you're seeing my arms for the first time, and I've never really gone this hardcore with them at this weight. I also do appreciate my body. I just have this weird block of showing the entire world on camera. My weird things come from, okay, this is not what I was raised looks good on camera. This is not, you know, brand appropriate, blah, 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 blah. And but when I'm at home, you know, my confidence is I remember we were at an old house and I went to go walk and you caught me as I was walking outside. You were like, what the fuck do you have on? And I was like, I'm confident. I had on booty shorts, a tank top, like booty shorts, spandex. And I was like, I have to get used to my body.
But I loved that. I thought I was so proud of you because, and it was interesting because you typically say that you feel like certain people shouldn't wear certain things. Certain bodies don't need. And you were just like, fuck it, I'm wearing this, and I was so proud of you. I tried it,
and then you know what I did the next day? I put on sweats because my body was not made for those fucking booty shorts.
But
my thighs hurt; they got a little bit blacker because of the rubbing up against them. The chafing was painful.
I was really proud of you. You had that weighted vest on. You had your shoes, your hat on. You looked so cute to me. Mm. You were ready to go. You were excited, and I was happy for you. And I think again, like this moment, I'm all about body empowerment and feeling secure in ourselves, and I should take some of my own fucking advice. I get it, but I really love seeing
it's other easier people. To give advice than to actually take
and
it,
I love so seeing people fair. Do it, and I think that it's why, I mean, life is short. We are in the bodies we're in. You can't change it unless you go to Turkey, or
you can change the body you're in nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's what I was saying, go to Turkey and get a new face.
You can, and new anything, you can actually new change hair. A lot about your body. I kind of want to,
and Pilates does that.
I kind of want to talk about that, babe. Speaking of bodies and loving it, if you were to get something changed on your body.
This is like, that's a crazy question to ask me because we'll be here forever because there's a lot of things
I would change. You only get to choose 5.
Okay.
Is that too many, Laura?
5 is crazy.
Oh, no.
If 5 is crazy?
I can change.
Do one.
No, 5 is really great. First, the first thing I'm doing is I'm having the
dick removed from your arm?
No. You are so rude. Fuck off. We're also trying to make money off of this. You can't say dick that many times. No joke. Okay. I'm going to try and phrase this so we can keep it
okay, in. Okay. Do 5 things that you would change about your body. Ready? 1.
So I told Mary-Kate or Ashley Olsen.
Tell me what it is.
I told Mary-Kate or Ashley Olsen. I can't remember. I was talking to one of them on the stoop at my school one day. And we were talking about height. and they're not tall.
At all.
My suggestion, I think it was to Mary Kate, was to have the surgery where they implant the metal rods in your legs to make them taller. And I was like, yeah, they just like break your knee and then break your femur and then just put this metal rod in and then you're taller. You can like screw
you
it.
You get that?
And well, Mary Kate looked at me like I was fucking crazy, or Ashley. But yeah, okay, that's the first thing. I would do that to get taller. Then I would probably get a little bit of a breast implant. Just a little.
Just a little. Just two a little. Handfuls?
Yeah, just so when I wear a tank top, there's like something there to hold it up.
Okay.
Okay. Then we're going all here.
Okay.
I would literally get a gland reduction. It's a thing. Okay. Because then, snatch here, I would get a lower facelift. I would get a rhinoplasty.
We're at like seven.
No, we're not.
One, two, three, four, five.
You're done.
You're done.
And I maybe we get
you're done.
And a hair transplant.
You're done.
And a little bit of a hair transplant.
Bailey, tell her you're done.
Oh, and, okay. I would get veneers.
You're done. Okay, ready for me?
Yeah.
If I could have five things of plastic surgery, I would get.
You can't include the six you've already had in real life.
You're done. I would.
Because I've had none.
You're done. I would take off the teats.
Right.
I would take those off because I'm so over them. They're mm-hmm. so heavy. I would honestly probably get my nose like touched a little bit.
Yes.
That's two. The other thing I would do, I probably would try to be a little bit taller.
Yeah.
I would try to get a little bit taller.
Okay.
I would fix my baby toes.
I literally, in my head the entire time, I was like, she'd have a baby toeectomy.
You guys, my baby toe is so small and squished. And it's just so
compressed.
It's so small. And I just want it to flatten out. That's all I want for there. And then I couldn't do it. These are all like, you know, things I'm never going to do. I'd probably get LASIK but I'm scared. So I know it's like obvious, but I wouldn't do that. And then that's it. Otherwise, I'm fine. I'm thick. I'm a thick girl. I'm just going to wear sweatshirts my whole life. Whatever.
But that's hiding.
That's not hiding. That is a style. I am a lesbian.
Now say five things about yourself that you love.
Okay.
Oh, Laura.
Should we say them about each other?
No, about yourself.
No, five things about ourselves that we love.
This is easy for Raven. It's hard for me.
Obviously.
Not your personality. Your body, specifically.
Oh, well, okay. I love my facial skin. My facial skin is on point, honey. Let me tell you something. Everybody that looks at it, not a stitch of makeup, be it. You're welcome. I love my teeth. Never had braces. Fire is thick. I like the color of my eyes.
Mm.
I really do. I'll tell you what I actually like about myself. I like my belly button.
Oh, wow.
I used to have an outie. When I got a tummy tuck, they put it in. But sometimes when I'm bored and I look inside of that.
Your belly button was man-made.
No. I had an outie. And when they gave me my tummy tuck, they said it was a herniated belly button. So they tucked it. Which is not okay. I liked my belly button. It was cute. It looked
my
like a
mom has a herniated belly button, too.
Is it? It's an outie.
Well, yeah, it's herniated.
It's outie. It's called an outie from the 1990s, and all of a sudden it's a herniated fucking belly button. And then, what the fuck? And you know what else I like about my body?
Mm.
I'm kind of flexible and strong, no matter how thick
you
I get.
For sure are.
That's I will wild. Pick up anybody.
You will. And
like,
you do.
I like the overallness of my body. I would change my nail. I'm sorry. We're just doing things that we want. We're just doing things that we want.
Yeah.
What do you love about your body, babe?
Okay. What do I love about my body? I love that my body is healthy. I love my eye color, too.
Mm-hmm.
I like my eye. I think it's cool.
You love your eyebrows.
I love my eyebrows. Best thing about me.
No, not true, but keep going.
My lips.
Gorgeous.
My lips are good. Oh, my nails. I have really good nails. Like, I get compliments on my nail beds, body. My skin. I think I have nice skin. I work really hard on my skin.
Can I tell you what I love about your body?
Yeah.
Your calves. Ooh, luscious.
You've always liked my calves.
They're so good and, like, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm like a calf fetish. Put them shits on my face.
Why do you have a calf fetish?
I don't know. It's nice.
You know something else about my body? That's how they jiggle.
It's wild. Yeah.
What do you mean? My calves are extremely muscular.
They are muscular, but when you're just like standing there and you're like running to something, I just see them go.
Now I have a calf complex. Thank you for unlocking.
That's a compliment. What's going on?
No one wants their calf.
I love it. I can be like that. To the calf.
I just don't know how to take that.
Listen, you can put your calf in my mouth any day.
It's too big for your mouth. Okay. That part.
There you go. You know what the other part of you that you forgot that you really do should celebrate?
What?
Your lashes.
My eyelashes. This is true.
It's gorgeous. You have a great bone structure. Anyway.
Thanks, honey.
You're welcome, babes.
Can I tell you something else about my body that's happening?
What else is going on with your body?
So today specifically is the first day of my period.
I love a period conversation.
And, well, I don't want to have a conversation about it. I want to toast. Because if you know, you know. Today, we're toasting to Auntie Whoopi Goldberg.
Auntie Whoops!
Whoopi Goldberg is making her mark on the sports world by putting a spotlight on women athletes. She has co-founded the All Women's Sports Network, the first ever global sports network exclusively dedicated to female sports.
Yes.
The network features sports like table tennis, cricket, field hockey, basketball, and soccer. Whoopi said she's been working on this network for 15 years. Goldberg hopes to engage women in each corner of the world.
I love Whoopi Goldberg. She is always an innovator. She always wants to put people first. You know, she had her own bees for a while. Yeah. She did Pose.
And she's not a lesbian.
No. She just has big dick energy.
And loves women in sports.
I love her. Love you, Whoops.
Everybody, thank you so much for watching this episode of Tea Time. Please like, comment, subscribe, ring the bell, get us to 100K, check us out on all the places, hang out, and comment down below what you love about your body, because at the end of the day, we all should practice a lot more gratitude for our healthy, wonderful, beautiful, different, unique, gorgeous.
All right, time to go. All right, wrap it up.
Now if we're talking bodies.
Are you on TikTok or Instagram? Well, don't forget to follow. It's tea time.
Bye.